You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The holy month of Ramadan begins this evening. So for the next month, Muslims around the world will fast from sunrise to sunset and devote more time to reading the Holy Quran. Samar Bazzi of Dearborn wanted to make this holy month a little festive for her family. And after years of seeing Christmas trees and other holiday decorations, Samar came up with a Ramadan tree. Her story was featured in the Detroit Free Press last week, and Samar is with us now. Welcome. Will you describe your Ramadan tree for us?
Hi, thank you. My tree is like a 5'6" crescent, and it has a dangling lit-up star.
And is the tree, does it have lights as well?
Yes.
So everybody's on the same page. Explain to us the importance of that crescent moon and the star.
Yes, the crescent moon and the star is a symbol of Islam, just as the cross is a symbol of Christianity and the Star of David is the symbol for Judaism.
So what gave you the idea to create the tree?
During 2014, during Ramadan, I had put up a Christmas tree just because I wanted something extra. And when my daughter had walked in, she had gotten confused and she thought it was Christmas. You know, she was excited. She thought it was Christmas. And so I decided to take apart my tree and turn it into a moon because that's our symbol.
That's the symbol. And so you basically took what was this Christmas tree, artificial tree, and what kind of bent and twisted and reshaped it.
Yeah, I took it apart, bent, twist, zip tied, taped, whatever I could use.
I'm impressed with that. Those are hard to wrangle. And so you made that one tree for your family, and then what happened?
Well, I had visitors and family visit me during Ramadan, and they seen it, and they wanted one. And so I did it for them, and people would visit their homes and see it, and they'd want one also, and it just kind of spread like wildfire.
So clearly you weren't the only one thinking, I'd like something to just decorate with.
Yeah, lots of people come to me with the same story of wishing they had something for their holiday. It makes me feel a little bit humble and not so alone in this.
That's interesting. And so you've been selling, and actually some of your trees have gone outside of Michigan, I understand.
Yeah, I have been selling. They went to Virginia, recently Texas, Canada, Minnesota, New York, all over.
I'm interested, Samar, as a girl growing up, as a Muslim girl growing up, what did you think when you would see the Christmas trees and the decorations coming out, you know, every November?
I thought they were beautiful. I was kind of fascinated with them. And I was kind of wishing we had something like that, too. So it's kind of my dream of how, you know, my tree came to be. I was so fascinated with Christmas.
I'm just interested in whether anyone at your community or perhaps at your mosque, did anybody just kind of question whether you're working something that kind of is rooted in Christmas into this very holy time for Muslims? Was there anything like that?
Some were against it, yeah, because we're not supposed to necessarily, you know, copy any other religion. And some say that it rooted from a pagan holiday, but that's not my intention. And you know, I'm free to do what I'd like in my home, and others are free to do the same as well. You know, there are some negative Nancys. They can choose to buy it or choose not to. Either way, I'm happy with what I'm doing.
And how does your family like seeing the tree come out?
They love it. They're very supporting. My daughter, especially, she's always bragging to everybody that her mother makes these moon trees. She's so excited for me.
What do you hope, Samar, that people might take away from this idea that you had that became this creation of this Ramadan tree?
Well, I would hope that they learn to, well, mostly for children, you know, they would learn to love their holiday and love themselves and be confident in who they are and not get so wrapped up in other holidays. And that's pretty much my main reason.
And what will you be doing tonight to begin this month of Ramadan? What will your family be doing?
Well, we're definitely going to be praying, asking for forgiveness, spending the night reading the Quran, and eating a little late just so the next day we would be a little bit full and not so hungry early on in the day.
Yes, it is something that I'm sure you have to just, it does force you to really pay attention to it, doesn't it? To create a space for this feast in your life.
Yes. The main purpose of Ramadan is to basically feel what the hungry feel and be grateful for what you have, because other people might not have what you have. And it's really humbling.
Yeah, but the idea that you came up with this idea to put a special decoration in your home, you also want it to be a festive feeling of coming together for your family.
Yes. I want them all to feel Ramadan spirit in the house. And when they walk in, they know, hey, this is Ramadan, and it's going to be up all month long and until Eid.
Samar Bazzi of Dearborn, creator of Ramadan Tree. Ramadan begins this evening, and it will last until the evening of June 14th. Samar, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.